And again, we want to thank Amador County Sheriff Gary Redmond for visiting. Again, to reiterate what Sheriff Redmond was saying there, again, there are no evacuation orders in Amador County. The fire at this time is burning away from Amador County. There are no evacuation orders, but please be prepared in the event. Be prepared in the event. And again, the fairgrounds is asking, please do not take your mobile homes, your travel trailers, campers, and so forth to the fairgrounds and set up. They do not have the services for you, nor are they set up right now to accept units like that. If there is an evacuation order for Amador County and we need to use the fairgrounds, then they will put the motion in gear to allow that. But as of now, the fairgrounds is only being used for the evacuation of animals. And again, we will be bringing you the community meeting, the community, they're calling town hall meetings with CAL FIRE and the other associated agencies that are helping to fight this fire. We'll bring that to you tonight at 5 o'clock. It'll be live, and we will bring that to you. Again, that'll be the latest on the Caldor fire at that time. And again, as we report to you this morning, CAL FIRE has now taken over the tactical command of the fire. And from now on, all information and so forth will be coming only from CAL FIRE sources. So, again, yesterday, the fire grew in size 22,919 acres as of 11 p.m. Elsewhere in the news today, Amador County Public Health reports 132 more cases of COVID-19 and one additional death since last Tuesday's update. 1,107 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in 2021 to date. The community member who passed away was a female in her 60s. The current cases include 30 children under the age of 18, 54 aged 18 to 49, 28 aged 50 to 64, and 20 aged 65 and above. Of the new cases this week, 28 were vaccinated. On Friday, a vaccine pop-up clinic will be offered in Amador City from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. No appointment is necessary. Next week, vaccines will be offered at First 5 Amador in Jackson on Tuesday from 12 to 3. Both the Pfizer vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine are offered at each pop-up site. Now, Public Health also offers vaccines by appointment and to homebound individuals. Appointments may be scheduled by calling 223-6407. Over 36,100 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered to Amador residents to date. 66.3% of eligible Amador County residents age 12 and over have had at least one dose of vaccine, and over 16,200 Amador County residents are fully vaccinated. And with the rise in COVID-19 cases, hospital and intensive care unit admissions continue to impact Sutter Amador Hospital. 15 Amador residents are currently hospitalized locally with COVID-19, in addition to two residents from other counties. Now, of those hospitalized, only one was vaccinated. According to Rachel McKinney, interim CEO at Sutter Amador Hospital, like other health systems in Northern California, we're seeing an increase of visits to the emergency department and in COVID-19 hospitalizations, adding that Sutter Amador is carefully monitoring the situation and is able to adjust operations accordingly, allowing the hospital to remain open and able to provide high-quality care to patients. Safety precautions at Sutter Amador remain in effect to help protect the health and safety of patients and staff, including universal masking, physical distancing, and some visitor restrictions. McKinney stressed vaccination is the best step we can take to put this pandemic behind us. Now, COVID-19 vaccines are safe, highly effective, free, and widely available. Also, it's important, according to McKinney, to seek care when needed. And the Ione City Council approved the first reading of a new anti-camping ordinance for the city. The new law will allow the city of Ione to designate areas of the city as having either critical infrastructure or as possessing high risk of wildfires, and to then forbid camping in those areas. Recent court cases have ruled that cities cannot issue blanket bans on camping generally if the city cannot provide emergency shelter for the unhoused. Local governments can pass measures such as the one Ione passed that limit camping in specific areas for specific public safety reasons. Homeless camping has been suspected in several recent fires around the edges of Ione. The ordinance was passed at the urging of the city police chief and city manager. The council also voted to approve a contract for finance services as a replacement for city finance director Lori McGraw. McGraw previously served as city manager until she was let go from that position in April and returned to her previous finance director position. McGraw has been on leave since May 19th and several major fiscal tasks of the city, including the 2021-2022 budget, the 2018-2019 and 2019-2020 audits have not been completed. And a Jackson man was injured in a solo vehicle accident yesterday morning, according to the CHP, just after 8 o'clock. Carlos Tosti was driving his vehicle east on Martell Road, west of Highway 49. He allowed his vehicle to run off the north side of the roadway, where it ran into a culvert and collided into a business sign. His vehicle veered back to the right through an asphalt parking lot and into the side of a commercial building. He was transported to Sutter Amador Hospital and was eventually flown to Kaiser South Sacramento. Tosti was not wearing a seatbelt when the collision occurred. The incident is under investigation. And a recent traffic stop in Railroad Flat ended with a Lodi man behind bars. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, while patrolling on Ridge Road last Friday afternoon, a deputy observed a vehicle traveling with no visible registration tags on the license plate. The deputy conducted an enforcement stop and, during a consent search of the vehicle, located what he believed to be a small camera case. Inside the case, he observed a Ziploc baggie and what appeared to be methamphetamine. The deputy placed the driver, Earl West, under arrest while without incident and transported him to the Calaveras County Jail for booking. Once at the sheriff's office, the deputy processed the items inside the case. In total, two separate baggies and two glass pipes were located. The first baggie weighed 26 grams, the second almost 5 grams. The substance tested positive on a presumptive test for methamphetamine. The deputy requested the substance be evaluated by the California Department of Justice for further analysis. West was charged with possession of a controlled substance for sale, transport of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He's being held with a total bail of $55,000. And an air quality advisory has been issued to alert the public of the potential for poor air quality conditions, primarily due to smoke from the Dixie and Caldor fires. The joint notification by the Calaveras Unified Health Officer. Let's start it again. The joint notification by the Calaveras County Health Officer and Calaveras County Air Pollution Control District shall remain in effect until Friday at 1 o'clock and could be extended depending upon conditions. Smoke concentration may be severe in some locations depending upon wind direction until the fires are extinguished. Now, in the evenings, smoke tends to move downhill, becoming more concentrated in lower elevations, including the foothills and lower river drainage basins. In the afternoon and early evening hours, conditions may improve as smoke rises. Now, regarding the use of cloth masks to protect against smoke, like those that are used to slow the spread of COVID-19, health officials advise they offer little protection against wildfire smoke. They may not catch the small harmful particles in smoke that can harm your health. N95 and KN95 respirators can provide protection from wildfire smoke. The public is advised to monitor the air quality as it can change rapidly at different times during the day due to wind shifts. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country. Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.